Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here as always with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. How's it going, Caitlin?
I'm happy, Tim.
You're a happy girl today.
I've had the best day ever.
You've got a lot to be happy about.
Great news, and then just now there's been great news. There's been great news all day. It's just been a beautiful news day. I really enjoyed it.
There probably aren't a lot of people thinking that.
Well, probably not, hey.
It was actually a mass shooting.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
I don't think anyone died. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. At YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some injuries. But, there was a suicide as well.
What happened?
The woman, yeah. She took herself out.
I don't even read about those mass shootings anymore. It's just, it's like telling me that it's raining in America. It's like, okay, well, that happens in America.
That just, it really is.
It's just part of the weather.
Like a pervasive part of the culture now.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So I woke up to the news. Firstly, I woke up to the news that Kurt Eichenwald had gone off his brain. That's not unusual, but he had gone off his brain in many, many emails to different people, including one to Ben Shapiro, who is such a troll. And yeah. I have no idea why he thought that one would just, remain private between between two friends or two adversaries or whatever. Anyway, Ben Shapiro went ahead and he published it.
This is ridiculous, rambling, screed.
Yeah.
Just the guy paranoid.
Kurt Eichenwald is nuts.
Well, he has seizures. Like, there's neurological damage there.
Right. I mean, and yeah, not everyone who has seizures.
His brain don't work.
Is a horrible asshole like him, though.
No.
There's just a lot of shit going on there. Anyway, out of all of that, he found out that he no longer works at Vanity Fair. And hasn't worked there for 6 months, apparently. They just failed to tell him.
He hasn't worked. Yeah. And he didn't know, and he openly admitted it. He was like, wow, what a way to find out that I don't work at Vanity Fair. And they didn't renew his contract like months ago because they just didn't. And he didn't know because he never talks to anyone.
Isn't that weird?
He never talks to anyone from the place that he works.
He never files either, so... What the fuck does he think he's doing there?
So then the same thing happened with Newsweek. There was this kind of like, he's not really, we don't really, and eventually he didn't have Newsweek listed on his...
It was much more quiet, though, about that. He didn't actually...
Right.
Yeah, that just disappeared. We noticed, though, so...
Yeah, and then the MSNBC thing disappeared, and then Vanity Fair thing disappeared, and now it's just I wrote a book once.
And I like tentacle porn, but like he doesn't write that on
his. He doesn't write
we
that.
We just know that
just
because
everyone reads it.
Because like one time, that was a couple of months ago, he shared a screenshot, and up there right in the corner was like a tab open for tentacle porn. The guy is a nutcase, and he's just like, he's a mess. He's a messy mess. Like there's so many stories going back in time about him too, about like really distasteful stories, implicating him in, if not pedophilia, but underage grooming of young men and stuff. Really, yeah, it makes you wonder, like, how you sustain a career like that. But the funny thing is, he goes ahead and tweets something. He gets 4,000 or 5,000 likes on tweets because he goes, he very much builds on the resistance,
right.
Twitter. But yeah. It's very strange to me.
Yeah, and he's been all over the Russian conspiracies. He used that to pump himself up. It's the Trump panic, the Russia panic. You grab onto anyone and it uplifts the most horrible people.
Right.
Like those Krasenstein brothers that you see around on Twitter with hundreds of thousands of followers. They're like actual Ponzi scheme people.
They are as dodgy as hell. They are just people, if you met them at a party, you'd be like, yeah, all right. You know, I wouldn't even buy a used car from you, let alone, like, trust you for my news.
Yeah, there's so many sleazy people. The Eric Garland guy.
Yeah.
Louise Mensch.
Yes, she's got a crazy past. Crack addict. Crack, all of that. Mm. Yeah, yeah, just all... garnering that energy, that, you know, resist Trump, Trump impeach Trump energy.
The ones who just, they know how to surf the wave of fear, I guess.
I guess that's what they're doing.
Something that their pathology hooks up really well to the pathological environment.
Right.
They're just sort of
the right kind of.
They
crazy.
Got the right shape, so they can just ride that like a zip line.
Yeah,
right to fame and fortune.
Yeah, so I'm not expecting that this will kill Kurt Eichenwald's career. Nothing seems to kill that man, that thing, whatever that thing
he
is.
Just keep going, even without a job. Apparently, yeah. He hasn't had a job.
But it's also hilarious, you know. There's a little bit of Schadenfreude going on there. But that wasn't the most exciting news. The most
and not
exciting
not the
news.
Best Schadenfreude either.
No. No, not the best Schadenfreude as well. So the Skripal case is falling apart before our very eyes. So we talked about that last podcast.
Right.
And so, you know, talking about just like how crazy the whole, you know, first it was on the car door and it was in the vents and the, like, you know, they can't work out actually how the poison was administered. And, you know, just the odd things about the kind of forensics around how it happened. But one of the things, I mean, the only thing really, basically, was that the chemical lab had supposedly said that it was definitely Novichok and definitely Russian. It had Russian fingerprints on it. And so, I mean, now, I wasn't 100% on that anyway because... We know that, like, that doesn't really, like, if it's a intelligence community controlled lab, that doesn't really mean that it's actually what they say it is. But anyway, at least it was some sort of substantial evidence. And Boris Johnson, you know, went around saying it. Boris Johnson is a Foreign Office guy, quite a Kurt Eichenwald sort of guy, actually. He's like,
yeah, he's another one of those weird looking,
yeah,
scandal prone fellas.
Yeah, quite a curious fellow. So, yeah, scandal prone too, yes. And anyway, so he had said that today, though, it comes out that the lab itself, which has a funny name, it's Porton Down, I think.
Yeah.
There was an interview, a Sky interview with the executive, the CEO of that laboratory, and he said, now, given that Boris Johnson said this, and this is the quote, "When I look at the evidence, the people from Porton Down, the laboratory, were absolutely categorical," Johnson said. "I asked the guy myself. I said, are you sure? And he said, there is no doubt. So we have very little alternative but to take the action that we have taken." Now, given the action was to throw out all the diplomats and encourage, there was 20 other countries that joined in this giant throw out the Russian diplomats party you know, everyone did in disgust at Russia's actions towards
and a show of unity.
Show of unity
with our friends, the Palms.
Right, yes. So, yeah, there was...
And Johnson himself was out there trying to get Europe to go further than that and have an even more aggressive stance toward Russia.
He has been talking to every asshole he can think of to try and get, you know, as much... pushback on Russia as possible out of this particular incident.
Right, because it's. I mean, they have to do that. If you want to take out a massive country like Russia without a hot war, you have to get the collaboration of everyone around them to cut them off from the world.
Yeah, that's right. And the idea is a kind of siege mentality, where they sanctions, etc., where they cut them off. So yeah, that happened, and then today. The guy, the Porton Down guy, his name's Gary Aikenhead. He had an interview with Sky, and the news reporter, to his credit actually, kept asking him, so is it, can you be sure it's Russia? And he was like, well, no, we can't be sure. We can be sure it's Novichok. We can be sure that it was, we can be fairly certain that it was a state actor that created this, because it's a very difficult and very toxic chemical and it's unstable, etc. It needs a lot of knowledge about how to handle it, etc. But no, we can't say that it was Russia. And the reporter asked him from many angles about that, just to make sure that he was hearing him correctly. And he was like, well, no, we need a few other markers to be able to tell that, and we don't have those markers, but we will be trying to get them, and we're working with the... So yeah, he's just like, no. Nah.
Yeah.
I can't sign on to that yet.
Yeah, and since then his office has tweeted out that saying, yeah, it was never our job to do that. Right. So really, as soon as Johnson said that 2 weeks ago, that lab was saying it was definitely them, they should have been saying, no.
Yeah.
It's actually not our job to know whether it's Russia or not. The lab, obviously the crime scene forensics are worthless.
Right.
Because it was a mini drone. No, it was on the car door handle. No, it was on the front door. No, it was in the cereal.
Which is basically, we don't know. We have no fucking idea. The
same
idea.
As saying that you have no idea what anything how anything happened.
Yeah.
And now the lab doesn't know either. So the only thing tying this back to Russia now is the secret evidence by the secret intelligence agencies who can't show us the evidence because it's secret. If you can imagine.
If you can imagine.
If you can imagine such a thing.
I can't. Was it 17 intelligence agencies? I don't know. Jesus. Yeah, so no, we're not believing that. Fuck off. You don't get to do this to us again. Not post Iraq.
Iraq was just happened.
Yeah, we don't have faith in you. I'm sorry, that fell over a long time ago.
You retweeted some asshole who was like, some blue tick pundit who was like, so yeah, we do have to take this on their word and on their trust, even with what happened with Iraq. He doesn't explain why. He just says, yeah, we just do have to do that. fuck you. How about fuck you, actually?
And again, fuck you.
Yeah, maybe fuck you.
Yeah. So when you look deep into this, the Novichok, like, could have come from Porton Down itself. He questioned him about that. And the guy, interestingly enough, didn't deny that Porton Down actually has some of this Novichok. In fact... the way that he kept phrasing his reply implied that they do have it. He was saying, no, we have plenty of controls. There's no way that anyone could get to it.
Lock our doors real tight.
Yeah, there's just no way that anyone could get to it. So they clearly have some.
Mm.
And then on further investigation, the Moon of Alabama has done a wonderful job on this. The Hillary Clinton has... There's a WikiLeaks... Oh, those damn WikiLeaks. That where she ordered people in the State Department to not talk about Novichok in this. There was a book that came out. It was published, and it was I will fuck up his name so bad, but it's Vil Mrazianov or something. And see... I'm totally a Russian agent. You can just tell by my excellent pronunciation. It was in 2007, and she instructed everyone. So he was pulled in to the States. He was offered asylum in the States, and he had all this knowledge about Novichok and presumably how to make it, etc. And he wrote this book, and she made sure that everyone in the State Department knew how to handle any queries about that. And when you read it, it's just so Hillary, actually. It's basically like a little how to be Hillary Clinton and not answer a question. She said, she said this, if AG participants raise the issue of the book, the Dell should report any instances in which the book is raised. So it was important enough for them to find out who knew, who had been reading this and who knew. Not start or provoke conversations about the book or engage substantively if it comes up in conversation. Express a lack of familiarity with the issue. Oh, so Hillary. And quietly discourage substantive discussions by suggesting that the issue is best left to experts in capitals. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of weird.
And, yeah, and America is there's a lot of countries that could have made this this Novichok thing. And according to some experts, a lot of people could have made it. Like, just any senior chemical person.
Who was interested enough in finding out.
A lot. Anyone who knew enough about chemicals could probably pull it off. It's not that difficult. But one of the countries that could have pulled this off and did have access to this material was the United States.
Yes. And they have some motive.
I'm not sure, Caitlin, but it seems like those Americans are not too keen on the Russians.
Do you think?
It seems like they maybe kind of are sort of like they got a chip on their shoulder about those Russian fellows.
I don't know what it is, but I picked that up as well. It's just a feeling I get.
Yeah, I mean, you got there's this empire basically. They call them allies, but they function like basically the same country, with different domestic policies, but identical foreign policies, identical collaborative intelligence networks and stuff. They're like one country with different states, like what the U.S. is supposed to be, in theory. And they all have a very clear agenda against Russia to try and cut Russia off from the world and disrupt the Russia China and kind of Iran tandem.
Yeah.
And hopefully prevent the rise of any rival superpowers so that they can cling on to their empire eternally.
Yes, so we can always have combustion engines, oil, the US dollar, Hollywood movies. Like, it's just such a beautiful future.
Kayla, I don't know why you don't trust Big Brother. These people obviously have our best interests at heart.
We know exactly what the Western Empire is about. It's about war. It loves war. It's
death, destruction, ecocide.
Yes, it's a death cult. I'm quite happy to leave that hot coat on the floor and enjoy the sunshine.
So we got some more drama.
Yes!
About it got even better tonight.
Yes. So after posting this story and having a lovely day.
Just walking on air.
I just really didn't like
it. Don't Boris Johnson. Fat fuck.
That was so fun. Something else interesting happened just a couple of hours ago. The Foreign Office deleted. Now, Foreign Office is Boris Johnson's office, right? So that's they're kind of a State Department or whatever. They deleted this tweet. Analysis by world-leading experts at the Defence Science and Technology Laboratory at Porton Down made clear that this was a military-grade Novichok nerve agent produced in Russia. Porton Down is OPCW accredited and a designated laboratory. So
They deleted it. What did they think would happen?
I know, but the thing is, like, Boris Johnson's everywhere saying that there was the Russians. Like, it wasn't like there wasn't enough evidence anyway.
Yeah.
To just quietly delete this tweet and we wouldn't notice. So,
which says really unequivocally a blatant lie.
That is the worst thing that they could have done.
What's the date on that, by the way?
22nd of March.
Oh, wow. Man.
this happened so fast.
Yeah. Wow.
It just collapsed in just on itself.
Bam!
So is this a win? Is this a win, Tim? You know, like,
it feels like a win.
We were looking at, you know, only a week ago, we're writing about, like, false flags and how we're one false flag away from World War III and stuff, and had our eye on this one, thinking, well, maybe this is the one that they'll carry through to the end of the, you know, and get there. Well, they don't have this one anymore.
It sure looks broke. I don't know. English media is so psychotic. Who knows? They might try to spin it in a certain way, but I don't think people will buy it.
I don't think they will. And
I think the spell's broken.
Here's the problem. If they don't buy this one, they're not going to buy the next one. Right. Like, because we've seen all the parts.
Right. It's are they going to do afterwards? Are they going to say, oh, yeah, we lied about the Russia thing, and then wait 2 weeks and be like, so, guys, you're not going to believe this, but Putin, he did this totally awful thing. It's not going to work.
Not for an increasing majority of people.
Yeah.
You know, it'll always work on some people, but
always work on Americans.
Yeah.
What, Putin? What, huh?
You're so cruel to your country, man.
Oh my God, I'm disgusted with them. I had enough of this shit.
Yeah, I have to. I would like to end this. I would like to pack up the whole Caitlin Johnston show and just, like, you know, enjoy life. Like, do something else. I don't know. We could keep writing poetry or whatever. I don't know if, like, you know, people...
Poems, you draw real good. You could do some music, maybe.
I don't know if people will pay for that one. But it doesn't matter. We'll just work at Macca's and do that stuff.
That would be delightful.
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
If we knew that the world wasn't going to end, I could totally enjoy that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Flip burgers with you.
Yeah.
That would be delightful.
So come on, please let that be. Like, everyone's so tired too. I can just tell. You know, all our supporters are tired.
Oh, God. Oh, another again one. With the fucking... Oh.
Yeah. This is so frustrating. Yeah,
I don't know. We're seeing some weird things, though. This whole Scribble thing's falling apart. And, you know, I don't want to get anyone's hopes up or anything, because they shouldn't. But Trump keeps talking about pulling out of Syria. He keeps saying it over and over and over again. He didn't just say it the one time. He said it more times since the last time we talked about this.
Right.
And saying some really encouraging things about U.S. involvement in the Middle East. That would be fantastic if that changed. I have no idea why he would have loaded his cabinet with high-level neocons before doing that. But who knows? Trump. Who fucking knows? I don't know. Yeah, this Scribble thing looks like a miracle to me. So who knows? I'm not gonna rule it out.
I am open to miracles.
Yeah. No. It was like we were talking about the other day. Nothing would make us happier than to say we were wrong about Trump.
That would be so cool.
How great would it be to be wrong about Trump?
Yeah, because we were watching the Liberty Report too, and they said something really interesting at the end, and I didn't get to look too far in, but that maybe Trump had suggested pardoning Assange.
Oh yeah, we need to look into that. Yeah. They just made some sort of allusion to that. I don't know.
Yeah, nothing more on that. But but that made my heart go flutter too. Oh my God, it could be actually fucking happening.
There's been a lot of miraculous stuff happening behind the scenes that, you know, you can't really write journalism articles about, but some stuff's been shifting.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It would be really great if humans started to wake up from their chaotic patterns and will toward death and started moving toward health instead.
Just wake up to the propaganda.
That's all that really needs to happen.
That does seem to be happening.
Another miracle was the fucking we talked about this, that this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
The Sinclair
video where everyone's seeing this crazy propaganda shtick.
Yeah, this brainwashing thing.
And realizing that that's going on in their country. And so they're just gets them looking at their screens more suspiciously and being that much more difficult to manipulate
and
control.
That, I mean, that's astounding that that went viral. Really.
I'm so happy about that. We got a lot to be happy about. We got a lot to be hopeful about.
Yeah.
This is an exciting time to be alive.
Isn't it funny, too, because we just had, like, two hellish weeks.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty brutal, but, you know, maybe this is what we were building up to.
Maybe this is the light at the end of the tunnel.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Caitlin is an entirely listener and reader-supported journalist, so if you want to support her daily podcasts and articles, the best way to do that is via Patreon or PayPal. Links in the description. Follow Caitlin on Medium, on Steemit, or on CaitlinJohnston.com, where you can get on a mailing list and get email notifications whenever she publishes an article. You have been listening to Going Rogue.
Shine on.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie, oh, Katie, who are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady, they're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh, maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Keep fighting, Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie, oh Katie, keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. A pretty Aussie flower. Love your girlfriend.